another microphone?
No, we've got three here.
Oh, we do.
Brian said he that the headset that works where Bill sits is fine, but he only has one other that works properly. And I told him that Sandy's got to leave, so we'll finish. We've got exactly 26 minutes. So would you guys like to go for 16 minutes? And then what we'll do is save 10 minutes to interview him.
It's up to you, however you want to structure.
Okay.
For me, like I said, as long as I'm done by like 2:45.
And it's almost 2:20 now.
Yeah, I got 2:25.
Oh, okay. Brian's clock, when I was in there on the computer, said 2:18. Do you make yours 5 minutes fast just to cover, or you're exact?
I wish.
Oh, if you're going off the clocks out there, all of them are different, so they're not going to give you the exact time.
That's what I
time.
Thought, yeah.
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 Every
yeah.
person has come in, they say every time they look at a clock, it's,
which
it's
is,
off.
Which is crazy, considering that this
it's
is the clock.
It's 2:27, according
yeah,
to my phone, so it's 2:27.
2:27? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huh? Yeah. 2:18. Oh, my goodness.
So,
okay.
So I think so we should get started.
We need to go right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Brett, pronounce your last name for me.
Shishkov.
You know what? I'll let Sandy pronounce your name for you. Sandy?
Brett Shishkov.
Yep.
Brishkov.
Shishkov.
Shishkov.
See?
Spell Shishkov. S-H-I-S-H-K-O-F-F.
S-H-I-S-H.
K-O-F-F.
Okay. And it's B-R-E-T-T, Brett.
Yep.
And Murillo.
Yep, you got it.
Okay. And Shishkov.
Yep.
Shish. Okay. Shish. All righty. Got to say it a couple times to make sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we will begin in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Chicagoland, we again have a very exciting program for you today, and it's going to be in two parts. The first is going to begin with two members of the Chris Radio team, Sandy Murillo and Brett Shishkov. And I'm going to let them introduce themselves to you, and we're going to take it from there. And then the second part of our program today is to discuss the upcoming 58th annual Chicago Air and Water Show. Yes, it is that time of year again, and we're going to have a great time today. So let's begin with Miss Sandy Murillo, because she's appeared on our program before. I want her to tell our audience again a little bit about herself and then introduce our intern.
Well, thank you, Ruth. Thank you again for having me on your show. I believe this is the third time. And as always, it's a pleasure. And like you mentioned, I'm Sandy. I'm an associate producer for Chris Radio, specifically for our Beacon Radio show that we have here at the Lighthouse. And in addition to that, I'm a development assistant with our financial development department with fundraising, social media, and other efforts that go on in that department. And here with us too is Brett Shishkov, who is an intern here with Chris Radio. And Brett, thanks for being with us today.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Great.
Well, Brett, tell us a little bit about your background.
I am blind. I actually lost the last part of my sight a couple years ago. I originally was diagnosed with bilateral retinoblastoma as an infant and lost a vision in my left eye. And then over quite a few years until I got to 30, I had vision in my right eye, and it was pretty steady for the most part, other than a couple detached retinas that got repaired from 2006 on, and then over probably a time of, I'd say it was 7 years from that point on, I ended up started to see a little bit of some decline with my vision, and I had to go through a few surgeries to try and repair the vision, but with all of the complications that were occurring, it was just a little too late. That's mainly about my health side of things, but as of my background of why exactly am I an intern here at Chris Radio, I went to school for recording engineering and record production up in Minneapolis for a couple years, and once I lost my sight, I really didn't know how to jump from doing the sound that I was doing before at my church. I did some live sound, and then I also was doing sound design for film and TV for some friends' projects. Not being able to see what was going on screen anymore, I was trying to figure out how to jump to the next step. And so where I live up north on the north side of Chicago, the Chicago Lighthouse came and visited us and me and a few other residents, and they recruited me for Chris Radio and said that they had an internship available that might be right down my alley. And I personally didn't think I was quite ready, just losing my sight 2 years ago, but the Lighthouse believed a little bit more in me than I did in myself, and now I'm here and going around and checking out what Chicago has to offer and the accessibility options that are out there.
Oh, that's very thorough, and thanks for the wonderful introduction. So when did you start the internship here at the Lighthouse?
My first day officially was July 5th. Mm-hmm. So I'm a little bit over a month now. I'm still a newbie.
You're still learning the ropes.
Yes,
huh?
I am.
That's great. And you mentioned that you do a lot of accessibility and you do that for the Beacon Radio Show, right?
That is correct. Yeah, mm-hmm. Me and Sandy actually did a segment about Access
Sandy
Chicago.
Sandy, as in me.
Yes. we did a show on Access Chicago a few weeks mm-hmm. back, and then we also, the Chicago Lighthouse was invited out to the American Theater Company, and we were able to see and have a touch tour of Xanadu play that they were performing over there.
So then essentially you review different theaters, museums, and other venues for accessibility.
That is correct. Yeah. A couple of years ago, as I said, I lost my sight, and I had friends and family wanting me to come out to certain events with them, and I didn't really know how to if I was going to even enjoy it anymore because I couldn't see. And so now, realizing how much has come along with accessibility with audio description and touch tours that are available at, as you said, the museums and theaters around the city, I felt that I could be a hands-on reporter of going out to the specific venues and being able to give a good amount of feedback from the blind perspective of what it entails from start to finish, of how the layouts of these specific locations are, all the way through the theater itself or museum and customer service to, if it's a play, reviewing the play a little bit as well.
Well, prior to you losing your vision mm-hmm. totally, did you enjoy going to these type of venues?
I did. Mostly a lot of what my friends and I would do would be going mainly to movies. The theater side of things I went to on very few occasions because, you know, the plays can be a little expensive at times, and I didn't really have the funds to do it. And now I'm finding out that there are even accommodations for people in a specific budget that you have, that they're willing to even have a little bit of a discounted rate for us to be able to go to the theaters. And that does help quite a bit for me to be able to jump back into the theater realm, which I have always loved plays. But because, you know, it's $20, $30, $40 more than going to a movie, mm-hmm. you always go the cheaper route when you can. So.
Well, I want both of you, because you both have experienced this extensively, to explain to our audience what they will experience when attending a venue that offers touch and or audio described.
Yeah, so a touch tour is essentially what the name says. You know, people will go. It's usually like a pre-show or a behind-the-scenes thing. Mm-hmm. Where you'll be given the opportunity to speak with some of the cast members and maybe even feel some of the costumes, get on stage, feel the different props, just so that people with vision loss can get, you know, an idea, a better picture in their minds, if you will, about what the characters and what the setting is like, what it looks like. Mm-hmm. And as far as audio description, you know, audience with vision loss usually, you know, will wear a headset where there is, you know, a special narrator will be talking through, like, things that cannot be seen. You know, like, if a character is walking somewhere, it'll tell you, like, what the character is wearing, what they're doing, even facial expressions, if they're smiling, if they're sad. Mm-hmm. Details that people with vision, you know, might, you know, can easily appreciate. These are conveyed, you know, through both the audio and the touch tour.
So with the audio assistance, are you still able to hear the dialogue of the characters that are on stage?
Yes. They actually interject the audio description between dialogue.
Okay.
So that's their goal, is to try and not be too intrusive on the play of what you're actually watching. And so it is a nice balance that you have to try and find. And so a lot of these theaters are a little bit newer in trying to figure out, you know, when do I interject? What do I interject when? And so that's where us as blind individuals going and seeing these plays, they do ask for feedback, and it is welcome. And, you know, you let them know what is working, what isn't working, and they do critique it each time, and they try and make it exactly what we need it to be, because we are the ones using the service. So a lot of the theaters so far that I've gone to, and I've been to, now it's 4 different theaters, they've all been, if you have any feedback, please, please let us know. Mm-hmm. And they've all been extremely helpful. And so, yeah, the touch tours have been really, really great to be able to just, me being a person who has been sighted, being able to just have that picture in my head, because sometimes someone trying to describe it, you can sort of imagine it, but it's a way easier to imagine it when you can put your hands on the costumes, or maybe, you know, it's a purse that person was going to be wearing, and that's a main prop of that specific play. The audio description side of it, like she said, there are times where we were even at one play, the Xanadu play, and people were laughing, and we were sitting there like, what happened? Like, we don't know why they were laughing. And so that just had touch tour to it. That didn't have audio description. And so there are certain times where we are missing that little, maybe they gave a wink to the crowd or something like that, and you miss that. And okay. So that's why people are chuckling. And so where the audio description does fill that in, when people are laughing, there are times where we feel a little left out if we don't have these specific services, because people are seeing things that we're not able to and pick up on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know you recently attended a play at the Goodman Theater. Can you tell us what that experience was like?
Yeah, I actually went and saw War Paint. That is a musical about two big business moguls back in the early 1900s to mid-1900s, and them and their competition with one another. And so going to the Goodman, my experience was quite awesome, actually. I thoroughly enjoyed from start to finish, getting to meet Mel, who came up right when I got out of my van for paratransit. She greeted me. We started chatting for a few minutes, and I was quite a bit early than everybody else, and so she made sure that I wasn't by myself. And then all of a sudden, the costume designer came out for the start of the touch tour to show us the costumes out in the lobby while they were still getting prepared for the rest of the touch tour. And so from that point on, I had somebody walking me around, helping me around. I went by myself, so that did help to make sure that I was staying safe and not tripping over people or chairs or any other things that maybe people might be concerned about trying to get around a theater on their own. So it was very enjoyable. Got to meet some of the cast before beforehand. They had the producer come out, and he introduced a kind of like before the play of where these women were at, gave you some backstory so you kind of understood what we were, you know, kind of sitting down, getting ready to watch for the next couple hours. And then they even had the composer, who mm-hmm. it was a musical. And so he came, and it was their world premiere for this specific show. And so he was really nervous because he's like, well, I'm the one who's writing this music, and you can't be distracted by the pretty actors and actresses. It's all about what my writing consists of for this music, and hopefully you guys enjoy it. And so that was really, really an awesome experience that most people don't really get. And so, like she said, it's kind of that backstage, behind the scenes tour that I think not just me as a blind person would enjoy, but even like if you bring a family member with you, they would enjoy that experience as well, that you normally wouldn't even get that just buying a regular ticket. So mm-hmm. it's really, really a fun experience. And the play was amazing. The acting was awesome. And I look forward to going back to the Goodman quite a few more times in my near future.
Okay. Well, for our audience, I'd like them to know that the Goodman is one organization that has had accessibility available for a very long time. And you can visit www.goodmantheater.org/visit/accessibility to find out all of the accommodations that are available for those who need extra assistance when attending the theater. And Brett just recently saw War Paints, which has a run date through August the 21st. So we encourage you, if you haven't visited the Goodman in a while, or if you specifically want to see this play, please come in as soon as possible. Go to the website, get more information, www.goodmantheater, and that's spelled R-E, so it's theatre.org. And Brett, you mentioned that you've attended several others. Just give us those venues that you went to within recent months.
I went to the Shakespeare Theater at Navy Pier. Mm-hmm. And then also this past weekend, I was at the Steppenwolf as well. And both of them offer audio description at the very least, if not, I believe all of the Steppenwolf showings do offer touch tour for pretty much all of their showings as well. So I know the Shakespeare Theater is kind of, it's always audio description, but the touch tours are a little bit more spread out.
Okay. And at the Goodman Theater, they always have an audio described and touch tour program available for each of the plays that they do. So we encourage you to go online and just come out and enjoy so much that's going on in the Chicagoland area with the theaters as well as the museums and special events that are going on, because accommodations are far more accessible now than they have been in the past.
I would add one thing that you're probably... Well, if you find a venue that does not have it, or at least on their website, call in, because a lot of them are developing these programs and they're looking to see what the interest is. So that would be something that if you're interested in going to a museum that, or a venue that doesn't have it, call them and say you're interested. And if you, you know, need that assistance, they'll be able to find the right people to be able to get that going, those programs going for you. So that would be something I also would encourage, is the feedback is always welcome, even at those places that don't currently have it.
So for this segment of our program today, Chicagoland, I'd like to thank our very special guests, Sandy Murillo and Brett Shishkoff, for joining us to discuss accessibility here in the Chicagoland area. And Sandy, I'd like you to also share with us your contact information, because we want to encourage everyone to visit your blog.
Yeah, thanks, Ruth, for mentioning that. My blog is actually on our homepage, the Chicago Lighthouse's homepage, which is www.chicagolighthouse.org. And if you'd like, you can send us an email. You can send me an email at Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Murillo, Murillo, at chicagolighthouse.org.
And Sandy has also covered accessibility on her blog, and she will continue to do so. So stay tuned for part two. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Chicagoland, for part two of today's program, we will be discussing the 58th annual Chicago Air and Water Show. And serving as co-host for this part of the program is Brett Shishkoff, the intern here at Chris Radio. And we welcome our call-in guest, Herb Hunter, affectionately known as the Jet Jock, who is the announcer for over 20 years with the Chicago Air and Water Show. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be back with you.
Herb, tell us a little bit about your background.
I was born and raised in southern Indiana, raised by my grandmother. I was never knew my dad. My mom was gone early, and my grandmother raised me. And I actually went to college down in Kankakee at Olivet Nazarene University, and then served in the Air Force for 6 years, and then 16 in the Illinois Air National Guard, retiring from them right after Desert Storm 1 back in 1992. And I flew for United Airlines for 36 years and finished up my last 11 years as a captain on the Boeing 747. So that's me in a nutshell.
Okay. Brett, do you have any questions you'd like to start us off with?
How long have you been doing the announcing for the Air and Water Show?
I started announcing in 1988, so this will be my 29th year, and it was sort of funny how I got the job. I had started flying the show in 1979 in the KC-135, and then I'd been on the platform for a couple of years as a military representative from the Air National Guard. And then I was lucky enough to be asked to do the little 10-minute KC-135 narration for a couple of years. And on the fourth year that I did it, on a Sunday afternoon, I turned around, I'd said goodbye to the crowd, I had the microphone ready to hand to the show announcer, and he wasn't there. Looked around, he wasn't there, looked at the platform director, it was Mr. Lee Burnt, and he gave me the stretch signal. So I turned around and I said, well, folks, you looks like you're stuck with me. And I talked for about 8 minutes. I don't remember anything I said. I don't remember what airplanes were flying. Mm-hmm. But it was sort of an impromptu audition. And so the next year they hired someone else. That didn't work out. And the next year they called me, offered me the job. And from 1988 till now, everybody's been stuck with me down there. So that's how I got it.
That's a very, very fun story. And as they say, the rest is rock and roll history.
That's it. And, you know, it's sort of a, I always look at this show as a wonderful thing about opportunity and dreams and dream fulfillment. We try to relate that to the young people in the crowd. But I think it's a broader message of life. Sometimes it might not be what you wanted or what you planned, and sometimes the best things that happened don't come about in the way you thought they would. So I've always been very thankful for the opportunity I was given, and I still love it.
Yeah, I imagine that. After last year, it was a little bit of a rough year for the Air and Water Show. They had some, you know, bad news that ended up coming from that one. And so I'm sure they're trying to bounce back this year. And so how was that, like, being there and announcing that specific situation and now being able to look forward to this show? You know, I'm sure that Chicago's looking for this to be a bounce back year, I would imagine.
Yeah, and of course we try to emphasize, every year there's someone in the show, flying in the show. We don't always know the name, but that someone might have been somebody who as a kid came down to the beach and watched the air show. Mm-hmm. And I know that happened with several people. We had one of the Thunderbirds a few years back who'd grown up here in Chicago, and I know a gentleman, his name's Jay Cameron. He was a peer of mine in the Illinois Air National Guard, and when he was a kid, they lived up towards Glenview, and he used to ride his bicycle over to the beach and ride all the way down the beach every year and watch the show, and it was one of the things that turned him on to aviation. And, you know, some people who want to fly and who love being involved in aviation, it's something that comes from inside you, really. And I know, even though I was a poor kid and raised in a small southern country town by my grandmother, I dreamed of flying airplanes from the time I was 5 years old. I can't tell you why. It just was there. It was just a dream. So I think that when I look at the show and when I look at this year, you know, you look forward, and I just look forward to the opportunity of saying something on the platform that might excite some young person and make them understand that their life isn't limited by their circumstances, that all of us have the opportunity to step up and step forward and make our life better than maybe what we were given to start with. And I look forward to that every year, and I hope that that's the case this year.
Well, what are the headliners for this year?
Well, of course, we're going to have the United States Air Force Thunderbirds flying the F-16 Fighting Falcon. And, of course, as an Air Force retiree, an Air National Guard retiree, both my wife and I were in the military, and we're always excited about the opportunity of seeing the Thunderbirds. We're also going to have the Golden Knights and the Leapfrogs back this year. But an airplane to get excited about is the opportunity to see the F-35. And he's going to be performing along with the Heritage Flight, flying with an old P-51 Mustang, which, of course, was the World Air Superiority fighter back at the end of World War II, back in the mid-1940s. And so I'm excited about seeing the F-35. It's going to be really something to observe. And I'm not sure how much of a routine he's going to do, but just the opportunity to see it excites me.
Okay. Now, I understand that you've got a special guest who will be...
Yes, we do. I know where you're going here, Bruce. I know where you're going.
Tell us about it.
All right, we got Charles Tillman, Peanut Tillman, who's going to be jumping with the Golden Knights on Saturday. And, of course, he's retired Chicago Bear, cornerback for the Bears, a great football player, and he feels that, you know, he's got a great attachment to the city of Chicago, and we're really pleased to have him in the show. And, of course, in 2013, he was the Walter Payton NFL Man of the Year. So that says a lot more about Peanut Tillman than just being a football player. It says he was a good person. He brought a lot to the community and to the people around him, and I think we're all proud to have him here. I know his father, Donald Tillman, was a sergeant in the United States Army, so it's going to be great to have him here, and he'll have a great tie to the community and to the Bears, and that always makes it great for the fans.
And what's very significant is that he's helping to celebrate the 75th anniversary of the USO.
Yes, he is. That's absolutely true. And, you know, great organization. Again, my wife and I both being retired military, it has a special place in our hearts. So that's going to be a big deal, too.
Well, tell us the dates and time, and where do we need to go?
All right, it's going to be at North Avenue Beach, and my platform will be set up right at the south end of the beach house, and it's going to be from 10 till 3 on both Saturday and Sunday. Transportation, probably it's better if they take public transportation, very little parking downtown, and of course, as you know, it's expensive if you do. So public transportation, the CTA will be helping us out there. Come down, get there early, get a spot on the beach, and free to the city of Chicago and all its guests. It's a wonderful event. And, you know, going all the way back to when it started in 1959, it was an event for the kids. And I think it's still an event for the kids and those of us who are kids at heart. So come early, and Saturday and Sunday, 20 and 21st, 10 to 3.
Okay. And for those taking paratransit and vehicles transporting people with disabilities, the location is the entrance to North Avenue Beach. And if you are an individual who use wheelchairs, individuals with disabilities who are ambulatory but use mobility devices such as walkers or crutches, individuals who are ambulatory but who are unable to stand during the performance, individuals who are deaf or hard of hearing and need unobstructed sight lines to the sign language interpreter, and individuals who are blind or have visual impairments that require seating in close proximity to the stage, there is accessible seating. So please come early. Please take advantage of all that's available. You can bring a blanket and chair and cooler for the and watch the Erin Water Show from the beach. And that's what you've done in the past, isn't it, Brett?
Yeah, I have actually. It's been a few years since I've gone. I had sight the last time I went, and it was quite enjoyable. And even as a kid, my story is very similar to Herb's. I went with an uncle of mine and enjoyed it when I was a kid and went to space camp and took some aviation classes through high school and stuff like
awesome.
That. So,
awesome.
Yeah, it's definitely
great.
Inspired me as well.
Great.
Well,
great.
Chicagoland, we want you to come out again. That is this upcoming weekend, August 20th and 21st at North Avenue Beach. Show begins at 10 a.m. through 3 p.m., but please come much earlier to get settled in to enjoy a great, great weekend. Anything else you'd like to add, gentlemen?
That's it. I just it's going to be great to have everybody down there, and I'm excited about being back in the you know, Chicago, even though I was born in southern Indiana, Chicago's my adopted hometown. I love it here, and it's an honor to be part of the show, and I'm just excited every time we get a great crowd down there and I get to explain these wonderful aircraft to them.
Well, Chicagoland, we appreciate our special call-in guest, Herb Hunter. Please share with us where we can experience your announcing on radio in case we can't come into the beach this weekend.
Absolutely, absolutely. It's going to be live on WBBM News Radio 780 and on 105.9 FM, and it will be on from 10 till 3, and they've got a great set of announcers all up and down the beach line, so if you can't be there, tune in and listen on the radio.
Thank you again to our very special guest and for our co-host, Brett Shishkoff, for helping with this segment of today's program, as well as Sandy Murillo for helping with the first half. Have a great day, Chicagoland. See you next week. Bye now.